I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. So Juan Soto arrived in San Diego at Petco Park. It didn't take long. He said he was going to bring good vibes to the team, and he warned other teams that there's no stopping this team. He had a press conference. He said, it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be really tough to go through us, and I wish good luck to other pitchers. And then he went out on the field, and the place was absolutely sold out. He had a hit. He had a walk. And one of his other new teammates, Brandon Drury, who they got in a deadline deal with the Reds on Tuesday, stepped up in the first inning, and the first pitch he saw, he hit a grand slam, and Petco was going ballistic. Soto went 1-for-3 with two walks. Bell had two walks. Their new first baseman who's having a great year as well. Nobody talks about Bell, but Bell's hitting 300. He's got 14 homers, tons of ribbies. He's going to do it as well in this lineup. They blew out the Rockies 9-1, smacked them around, and the sellout gave Soto a standing ovation when he ran out into his position in right field in the first inning. When he came to the plate in the bottom of the inning, they gave him another standing O. He said, it's really cool. It brings a lot of emotions for me. It feels amazing how they cheered for me. They gave us the energy to go out there and play hard. So he walked on four pitches when he went up for his first at bat, then Machado doubled behind him. Machado's such a badass. He was a triple shy of the cycle last night. Bell walked, then Drury became the fifth player in the expansion era since 61 to hit a grand slam in his first plate appearance with the team. Drury said he was running on adrenaline. The fans were incredible. First at bat, bases loaded. I was just running on pure adrenaline, really excited to be here. It was pretty special for me. The Padres have the National League second wild card. They're trailing the Dodgers by 11.5 in the West after the win. Soto said before the game he was happy that Bell was in on the deal. The two were flown to San Diego on a private jet on Tuesday night. Soto said, for me, I never realized I was going to be traded together with Josh. I was thinking probably by myself. When I realized I was coming with Josh, we have a great relationship. And I was more excited and more pumped because he's coming and I know what kind of guy he is and what he brings to the table. I'm more than excited to share another clubhouse with him. Think about this. Soto was on the Nationals World Series 2019 team. Then in 2020, he hit .351 to win the National League batting title. Soto said he's talked to Padres GM A.J. Preller, his new teammates. All the conversations have been like, quote, let's win. Let's bring the good energy to the clubhouse and the stadium. Just come here and try to win. Try to bring my experience from 2019 as a World Series champ here to San Diego. He said, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I have in my mind since I saw the trade. That's what we're going to try to do. Try to make it all the way and be the last team standing. So he thinks they're a World Series contender for sure. He said, yeah, definitely. This team has everything that it needs to win the World Series. It hasn't gone well for them in the World Series. They've been there twice. The last time in 98 when they were swept by the Yankees. The Bombers mean business, baby. He's got this year in San Diego and two more seasons beyond that. He said, I'm just thinking about winning. I'm coming to this clubhouse to bring the energy that I have, all the good vibes, and I'm going to bring it here and win. Bell got in on it. He said, obviously, we pour our hearts and souls into this game no matter where we are, but it's a little bit extra fuel in the fire to be here and to be in the hunt and to have a reason to show up a little bit earlier every day to get the work done that needs to get done. I'm definitely pumped to have a new opportunity here. In Portuguese, that means the Nationals suck. We had no chance. We were doomed. And now, all of a sudden, we're in San Diego and we're in the playoff hunt. We're going to go to the playoffs and we're going to kick ass and take names. It's like a gift from heaven. Of course, Tatis is 23 as well, and he's known Soto since they played in the Dominican Prospect League. Tatis said, quote, that's my boy, my hometown boy. I mean, we played together since we were 15, and now we're on the same team. It's crazy. Like I said, nobody talks about Josh Bell. He's hitting 300. He's got 14 homers. He's got 57 RBIs. That's tied for 28th in the league. His average is 19th in the league. His OPS is 876, 13th in the league. That's crazy. He had two walks, scored two runs, and then you look at everybody else in that lineup. Soto, two walks, a hit, a run in three at-bats. Machado's hitting 293, and he had an RBI, three hits, two runs in four at-bats. Cronenworth, their second baseman, had three RBIs, two hits, two runs, and three at-bats. He struck out once. Cronenworth hitting 244. Drury, who kills left-handed hitting pitchers, 275 he's batting overall. He had the grand slam, and he scored a run, obviously. What a start for Drury with the Padres. And how about Blake Snell? All of a sudden, he's pitching great. Six innings, four hits, one run, one earned, nine strikeouts. His ERA, 4.16. Grisham had a big double to deep right center that scored Alfaro in the fourth. In the fifth, Machado homered to left center, 389 feet. It was 7-1 Padres. Then 9-1 in the fifth when Cronenworth homered to right. That was 363 feet. Bell scored on that one, and that capped the scoring. The Padres have won four straight in the season series against the Rockies, and they've now won five in a row. You know they're going to go on this huge roll now with this new lineup, and now it's the hottest ticket in town. You can't even get a seat to a Padre game all of a sudden, and that's exactly what they wanted to do. But they're still 11.5 deep of the Dodgers, who've won four in a row themselves, and 26 of 31. It's embarrassing. They are not fazed by the San Diego Padres. Last night they went out and won in San Francisco 3-0. They honored Vin Scully with a moment of silence, which was a class act by the Giants. The Dodgers are an amazing 71-33. San Francisco's 20.5 games back. They're three games under 500, and they've lost three in a row. Arizona and Colorado don't even matter. The Rockies are 26.5 games back, and they're 46-61, and they've lost five in a row, and they stink. Julio Urias won his eighth straight decision. Miguel Vargas, who drove in two runs in his major league debut, as the Dodgers won the game 3-0 in Oracle in San Francisco last night. Urias, 11-6 now, threw six scoreless innings, struck out six. He didn't walk anybody. The Dodgers, as I said, won four in a row, and 7 of 8 overall. Urias is 8-0 with a 2.28 ERA over his last 9 starts. He lowered his overall ERA to 2.57, fourth in the National League. The Giants threatened in the ninth. They loaded the bases with 1 out against Craig Kimbrel, but he got Yaz to pop out and struck out Slater, looking to notch his 19th save. The Giants lost their 7th in a row to the Dodgers, their longest losing streak against LA in a season, since also losing 7 straight in 1980, of all things. The kid Vargas is ranked 28th prospect overall by Baseball America. He's got a new injection of life in the Dodgers. Roberts said, their manager, he's a heck of a ball player. In the middle of a season, to have a youthful enthusiasm like that, it kind of injects that joy in all of us. He was the DH, and he made his presence felt immediately. He lined an opposite field ground rule double off Alex Cobb in the second that scored Trace Thompson and broke a scoreless tie. So the kid rakes a double. Then he stole third on the next pitch. The kid defected from Cuba with his father in 2015. In the fourth inning, he drove in the Dodgers' second run with an infield single to third base. Mookie Betts had a sac fly in the seventh. That made it 3-0 Dodgers. How about Cobb? What a nightmare season he's having for the Giants. He gave up 3 runs and 4 hits over 6 and a third. The righty hasn't won a game since May 17th at Colorado. He hasn't won once. By the way, Justin Turner, with an ab strain, was placed on the 10-day injured list. And Joey Ernest and Julio Gallo joined the Dodgers. They got him on Tuesday at the deadline. He wasn't in the lineup. Roberts said he is going to play him in left field against right-handers. Clayton Kershaw takes the mound in today's series finale. He's 0-1 in 2 starts against San Francisco this season and hasn't made it through 5 innings in either start. That game's starting in a few minutes here. Little day ball out in the city by the bay, in a way, yay. Man, the Giants suck. Remember that great season they had last year? Seems like forever ago that they were good.